Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the planetary energies for the week of Monday, April 12th, through Sunday, April 18th. And we've been through our new moon on the Sunday before this, which was packed with Aries energy, and some of that Aries energy shows up for the actual Monday morning and into the afternoon. We will go into Taurus moon. So on Monday, moon in Aries is sextile Mars and Gemini at midnight that day, and then sextile the Jupiter in Aquarius at 4:24 a.m. But as we got closer to the morning, we were looking at Moon in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn at 7:12 a.m. So if you were up then, there could have been a challenge for you. If you were starting and wanting to get going quickly, somebody else might have been blocking that. And then we had a Moon-Venus conjunction in Aries at 8:06 a.m. You might be up for that on the East Coast. You might have been sleeping through all of this on the West Coast. So, and that would have been, you know, kind of the nice end to the cycle of Moon in Aries, having that connect to somebody who loves adventure and doesn't mind a little sparring, in fact, kind of enjoys it. So that was that, and then there is the void, of course, Aries moon, until the moon enters Taurus at 1:44 p.m. Now we're going to start seeing a big shift away from Aries energy, like that great big experience of this lineup in Aries for the new moon, very unusual. For us to have so much, especially when I consider things like asteroids and centaurs and things, so much there. As the moon enters Taurus, we will also find, before that transit is through, Venus will also enter Taurus. And this is where we start to get a little toned down. All right. And so the moon in Taurus from 1:44 p.m. on Monday is going to a conjunction to Uranus, and it won't take until 9:18 a.m. for us to experience this, but that's when the energy is exact on Tuesday. And so we're looking at a moon in Taurus with Uranus in Taurus as a very unusual Taurus energy, because Taurus hates change, but the innovations that may help the Taurus areas of finance, real estate, property, possessions, and even certain values that are going to have to shift. This is what we're looking at with this particular energy. Of course, there can be some surprising changes, some upsetting changes too, because Taurus moon is really not that into change. It's very peaceful. They call it exalted in Taurus, the moon, because the fluctuating feelings that are so much a part of the moon itself and the sign it is ruling, Cancer, level out, and things get very peaceful here. The moon shows us how we act when we're upset, and you won't notice too much when the moon in Taurus is upset. They kind of contain it. I don't know if that's really the greatest thing anyway, but, you know, for other people it's nice. But the moon in Taurus will do when it's upset, like it might be with this Uranus conjunction, is go to the senses. It might garden and get its hands in the dirt. Or it might eat, you know, something that will take it away from the experience of the feelings and bring it into the physical world. Is more like it. Tuesday is a difficult day as it begins for Taurus moon, because of first that's the Uranus conjunction 9:18 a.m. Eastern, and then the square to Saturn in Aquarius until 2:30 p.m. So here we can find frustration and very different ideas and ways of looking at what we'd like to do in the future. This is not a time to have your group meetings. If you can help it Tuesday morning, don't do it. Because Saturn's in the sign of groups, and so there can be just, you know, again, a lot of obstacles in the way. During Tuesday, after 2:30 p.m. Eastern, the moon in Taurus is headed towards the gentle, lovely, creative, and even spiritual energy of the sextil to Neptune in Pisces. And that's for the rest of Tuesday and until 10:03 a.m. on Wednesday. Meanwhile, while that is coming in, the sun in Aries does the sextil to Mars in Gemini at 7:09 p.m. So despite this very gentle background, there is still some activity until that sun-Mars sextil is through. And then it becomes a little bit more laid back in the later part of the Tuesday. But it's a nice energy to wake up in. Very drifty, pleasant, but also grounded. Nice breakfast. Nice time to go out for brunch and enjoy if you can. Here's where Venus takes the shift, entering Taurus at 2:22 p.m. on Wednesday the 14th. And the Venus energy is ruling, or the planet that resonates with the sign of Taurus. And I feel that it really is the place of Venus because it is all of those loving feelings of the senses that are here. It's all of the five senses in Taurus, and Venus blesses all of them. You know, if you're loving those senses, you want to do the most pleasant possible thing. So if hearing is a sense, you want to be listening to beautiful music. And a Taurus Venus is interesting because it will often be in the charts of singers, because that's the throat, but also dancers, because the sensation of the music while you're dancing, you know, the movement of the body, is also in alignment with this, you know. And if it's the sense of smell, you're going to be attracted to beautiful aromas, the flowers. That's one of the things Taurus gets. Taurus gets all the flowers, especially the rose is in that sign. And it's that time of year for roses to start also in certain parts of the world. But you're going to be looking for the most pleasant with Venus here of all. If it's touch, you know, you want to feel the silks and the satins and the velvets. You want a very, very sensual touch experience in other ways. And so Venus in Taurus is going to spend on these things too. So this is where you're going to find people getting a lot of massages if you're a massage therapist. Venus is going through Taurus. But also, if you're the sense is sight, then we're looking at Venus in the arts and looking for different possessions that bring beauty and enhance the view, which can also have to do with landscaping as the garden is there again. You know, what do I see when I look out the window? So Venus in Taurus, also the taste element is very prominent with Taurus. And so chocolate particularly is a Taurus thing. So Venus in Taurus is going to spend on food, and maybe chocolate will be one of the main things that start seeing a great increase in sales. But you know, we are also looking at love nature. And this is a love nature that wants to provide for someone, or, you know, that they love. You know, so it can be in the literal realm here of finance, which is also Taurus. Venus is also the planet that we look at for where you make money and where money's coming in and how your money is doing. Yes, we look at that. So Venus and Taurus is a very good combination for finance. And so when the person is loving another person with the Venus and Taurus energy, they may be providing literal financial assistance. They may be taking you out for a wonderful meal or baking cookies. You know, this is chocolate, of course, a chocolate chip, or maybe it's brownies. It is a way of just giving through the senses. The Venus and Taurus will touch, like to touch you, hug, you know, kiss. That's the mouth, the boca, is a Taurus place. So this is really the Venus that we think of as Venus. This is what love is, you know, but it's only there when Venus is in Taurus. When Venus is in other signs, it's loving in different ways, which doesn't mean it's not love. So this is what we can expect. And again, the spending on all of those Taurus areas. So this is going to be our Venus nature until May 9th, when we'll shift Venus into Gemini. Okay. So the moon in Taurus, meanwhile, while this was happening, is going to square Jupiter in Aquarius at 6:02 p.m. And that could be a little bit problematic when Venus enters Taurus to have this moon square Jupiter, because we might overdo on spending and on sensual things even. But we also have in that square the Taurus to Jupiter in Aquarius, someone who wants to be more conservative versus someone who's expanding into change in the future. That's happening until 6:02 p.m. And then the moon will trine Pluto in Capricorn until 8 p.m., and that's a little bit more comfortable for moon in Taurus because, again, very earthy, very grounded energy, gets to have some good connect about structures and traditions and conservative ways of doing things. But even if there are renovations involved because it's Pluto or some sort of transformation that has to take place, it's going to be more slow moving and more grounded. Void of course moon at 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 14th. And the moon will enter Gemini on the 15th, which used to be the deadline for taxes, but that's been moved to May. Moon in Gemini, 2:35 a.m., Thursday the 15th. Now here we have a very positive day. We have, first of all, the sun sextile Jupiter that comes in at 12:59 in the afternoon. And this is a great time to be networking with moon in Gemini and that active energy and an authority that's looking for innovative ideas. Wonderful. And then it trines the moon, trining Saturn in Aquarius the whole day. And so this is a time when you can make those communications and you can get good structured advice, and you're really going to find some things working out if you use the energies of the 15th, Thursday. The moon trine to Saturn completes at 3:53 a.m. on Friday the 16th, which is the opposite day, not such a great day. Hang up your shingle and take a little vacation, because the sun in Aries is squaring Pluto now. In Capricorn, 9:27 a.m., so we went forward and we hit the big stone wall. And so, not great. Don't approach. Moon in Gemini squaring Neptune in Pisces until 11:15 p.m. The whole day is faux news, folks. Just, you know, don't get sucked in. It's not real. It's just a mirage. And also travel, difficult for travel on the 16th. if you're thinking about filing taxes, I don't know if I would do it on that day. You probably forgot something when you were sending them in. Really, I'm not kidding. A lot of people who know astrology like to file taxes when the moon is void, of course, by the way, because then nothing will come of it. But something will come of it if you're squaring Neptune. Not necessarily an audit, but you'll say, oh, I could have deducted this, you know, or whatever. You're not clear. Don't do it. Meanwhile, Mars in Gemini is moving in for its exact trine to Jupiter in Aquarius. Unfortunately, oh, what a waste to have it be under that clouded day, which might also be a weather issue affecting travel and misdirections. After 11:15 p.m., if you're still up, you can enjoy this, though. Moon in Gemini, Mars in Gemini, trine Jupiter at 1:14 a.m., Saturday the 17th. Moon in Gemini going to the sextile to Mercury in Aries, 7:05 a.m. So if you happen to be there in that late night, all those inspired ideas about the future being spoken about are going to meet really good reception, because even after the sextile to Mercury, Moon in Gemini is trine Jupiter in Aquarius, 7:53 a.m. But once again, step back. Right after 7:53 a.m., Moon in Gemini goes to the conjunction to Mars. It's not long, 8:08 a.m., but it can be just enough to frustrate somebody into being angry. So try to just, you know, let that early morning time rest just for those moments between 7:53 a.m. and 8:08 a.m. Eastern time. After that, another really good cycle comes in with Moon in Gemini, sextile the Sun in Aries until 11:03 a.m. Now it's all systems go. You're fine. Everything's great. Moon will go void, of course, after this aspect. The Mercury and Aries energies will continue on with a sextile to Jupiter in Aquarius at noon and a sextile to Mars in Gemini at 3:09 p.m. So you've made the contact, and if you're just still discussing it, then that's fine. But void of course moon is when you begin to make the contacts or start to tell somebody about things. It won't come to anything, all right? Unless it's very, very immediate, like you're making plans for dinner or the next day, then that can work. But once you're in far future, void of course moon doesn't deliver. Moon enters Cancer on Saturday at 3:25 p.m., and as it is going for a probably very delicious food-oriented sextile to Venus in Taurus at 11:49 p.m., that's a nice long period, we just have to get through the Mercury in Aries square to Pluto in Capricorn until 5:49, make it 6 o'clock. Eastern, because this is where there's a big confrontation, somebody wanting to move forward and somebody, you know, saying no. So once you get past that 6 o'clock, that's when you can have that really nice evening of food and dance and all sensual delights. After 11:49 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, you have the moon going towards the sextile to Uranus and Taurus, and that will come in on Sunday morning at 11:19 a.m. Here, you are thinking about doing something different, food or something to do with the home. You've got that on your mind, even though it's a Sunday morning. Different ways to be feeling more secure, even as Moon in Cancer is very concerned with that. But there may be some decoration ideas or, again, some food, especially areas involving the kitchen or possibly bedroom, because Moon in Cancer has something to do with the bedroom too. So that may be on your mind in the morning on Sunday. The moon will be going towards a trine to Neptune for the rest of Sunday. And into the morning, actually not early morning, on Monday. So this is that very psychic, very creative time. And if you've been thinking about things, this is going to help you get the messages you may need to also know that this is the right way to go. The Sun in Aries joins Mercury in Aries for this day, and it's exact at 9:50 p.m. And the only thing about that is, it's a good thing the Moon is there with this psychic input from Neptune, because Sun-Mercury conjunct has the tendency to have the identity with feeling that they are their thoughts. All right, so it isn't just you're thinking something, but you're extraordinarily attached to it because you feel it's part of who you are. Okay? There's not enough objectivity to the thought when the Sun is exact conjunct Mercury. And some say, you know, even if it's close to the Sun, it's hard to separate the self from what it thinks. All right? So in Aries, here again, you still have that possible tendency for people to be more aggressive with their thinking and less capable of keeping their thoughts to themselves. Like saying things or even actions that take place without a lot of thought, objective thought, before they're done. But again, the Moon is trine Neptune during that time, so you can hope that some sort of feeling or instinct will kick in and help you deal with that. And then, you know, again, once you're past that 9:50 p.m., you're not having that anymore. And in fact, that was your last Mercury in Aries experience, because next week we'll be talking about the shift of Mercury into Taurus, and the Sun on the same day will enter Taurus too. And that particular week, we do not have the lunation come in yet, but we have the third planetary shift, which is Mars into Cancer. So again, that Aries energy is dissipating after the new moon because of the entry of Venus into Taurus. And then by the week after, we'll feel like Aries is a thing of the past. And things will calm down a bit, we can hope. So that was it for the week. I hope you have a good one, and I'll say goodbye for now.